This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording on Tuesday, October 17th, 2017. We're on the 5th to 7th Mishnayos, first chapter of Mishnah Ksuvos. Mishnah Hey. Ha'ochel etzel chamev b'Yehuda. Shelo be'edim. You're eating by your future father-in-law, you're engaged to his daughter, and you're hanging out in the house with no witnesses. All right, that was the practice. Standard practice in Yehuda was, and the Mishnah seems to frown upon it, as we'll see in a moment, that after you got engaged, you moved in with your father-in-law, even though you weren't married yet. And there's no witnesses. So now you have your fiance in the house, and you're all together, and that's the situation. Says the Mishnah, "Ena yachaliton tainas basulim." Right, if after the wedding, right, you find out she's no longer a basula, she's not a virgin, you have no claims. Right, not in terms of being prohibited to be together, not in terms of the dollar amount in the ksuva. Right, the Mishnah says you were alone with her. Right, if we're assuming that something happened, the chances are it was with you. You guys were engaged, living in the same house together. You no longer have the opportunity to make any claims whatsoever. Second half of the Mishnah. Achas almanas Yisrael, achas almanas Kohen. Right, whether the widow is a regular Yisrael, or the daughter of a Kohen, ksuvasan mana. Right? A widow, the dollar amount in the ksuva is 100 dinar. It doesn't matter whether you were born a Kohen, or to a Kohen, or to a Yisrael. Now, that's the setup for the next part, right? Because that would be obvious. It shouldn't make a difference at all. Beitin shel Kohanim hayu, govin the psula arba me'oz zuz. Right? When the Beitin was made up of Kohanim and the girl was a Kohen, they would get a 400 right, zuz payment into the ksufa. Right, usually it was 200. They doubled it because she was a Kohen. Velo michu biyadam chachamim. The chacham didn't protest at all, which means as long as the husband agrees, you can up the amount in the ksufa as high as you want to reflect whatever it is that you want. Right, you can't go lower than the chachamim's established level, but if you want to up it and everyone agrees, right, lo michu chacham, the chacham do not protest at all. Okay, so now we move to Mishnah 6, and we actually have these two, and then we'll see tomorrow also. Right, competing claims and who is believed. So hanoses ha'isha. So you get married, v'lo matzala b'sulim. And again, Hyman's not there. So he omeres, she says, misha erastani ne'enasti. After we were engaged, right? After you betrothed me, ne'enasti, I was raped. V'nistachafa sadcha. Right? Your literally means your field has been flooded. Means your loss. I mean, your bad luck, says Kahati. It wasn't my fault. Certainly the rape wasn't her fault. It was after they were engaged. So what do you want from me? Vahala omer lo ki ela ad shelo erastich. No, right? He says, no. Something happened to you before we were engaged. Vahaya mikachi mekachtaos. Right? I was tricked. It was a mistaken, you know, not to use the word sale, but, right? Transaction. None of them sound too good. But I was duped when I signed up for the ksuva. So Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar omrim ne'emenes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar said she is believed. Therefore, she gets the 200. Rabbi Shua omer lomi pia anu chayin. We don't live by her mouth. Ela harezu becheskas beula ad shaloti sares. We assume that she might have had relations with somebody before she got engaged. Vihitato, and she fooled him. And now she's coming with a false claim. Ad shetavi ra'aya ledvareha. Until she can bring proof to her words. Now here, it's two questions. One is she simply believed? Right? That's number one. The second question is, even if you believe her, right, what's the standard of proof that you need to take money out of the husband's pocket? We have a rule that My possession is 9/10 of the law, we say. Amotzi mechavero alav haraya. If you want to take money out of somebody's pocket, you have to bring a proof. So there's, it sounds like the argument is simply, do we believe her or not? But that's not fully true. All right, for Rabbi Lazar, it certainly is. She is believed, finish, end of story, and she's believed enough to take money out of his pocket. Rabbi Shua might say, right, he says two things. Lomi pia anuchayin, meaning her word is not the be-all and end-all. It doesn't trump other halachic values like hamotzi mechaver or alav haraya that you actually, if you want to take money out of somebody's pocket, you really need proof. All right, and then they suggest an alternative, alternative scenario. But that's the argument in Mishnah Vav. We have a similar argument in Mishnah Zayin. He omeret mukas eitz ani. Right, she says, right, I had an injury that broke the hymen. Vehu omer lo kiela drusas ishat. And the guy says, I don't think it was from some kind of accident or a piece of wood. You slept with somebody. Rami Gamliel v'Rabbi Eliezer omrim. Rami Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say she's believed. It's her claim. Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua says again the same thing which our last Mishnah. Lo mi pia anu chayim. We don't live by her mouth. Ela harei ze becheskas drusas ish. Right, she is assumed to have had relations until she brings proof. Right, ad shetavi raya. Now, in each case, the only person who really knows is the woman. Right, and that's Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Gamliel say. Therefore, she has the certain claim, and she is believed. Rabbi Yoshua says that's true. Right, she's the only one who knows, but that's not necessarily proof. Doesn't mean we don't necessarily believe her. Right? Yeshua could even say it's possible that at some level we believe her, but it's not sufficient proof to take money out of somebody's pocket. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.